The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight, it's the best of Texans Late Night. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
And welcome, everyone, to the best of Texans Late Night from a phenomenal 2015 season.
Wrapped up our second season of the show, and what a great year it's been. We had a lot of guys on that had never been on the show before. Kevin Johnson, Charles James. We'll get to some highlights from their episodes as well later on in the show.
But including J.J. Watt. Yeah. But first, our break check, pump the brakes moment. How about a mascot football game and one of the mascots flagged for indecent exposure?
Great shot by the Hurricanes. And there's a flag. Indecent exposure.
I think that's the first time Toro was ever on the show. Certainly clutch. But we got another guy who had a first-time appearance.
Yeah, Charles James II. Everyone talks about him being Mr. Happy Socks. Well, we asked him about the origin of his sock game.
How did the whole sock thing get started for you, Charles?
So basically, pretty much in college, I had a defensive back coach, Coach Woodson. He used to drive me crazy. So I would have to try to find something to lighten me up and not take life so seriously and not be so, you know, down on myself and not take it so personal. So I would try to wear some socks to try to basically egg him out when he get on my nerves. So for me, it was like, okay, I put these on. I look down at a pair. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. Like, don't take it so serious. And for me, I just started wearing them with my outfits and whether it was shorts or pants or anything. And I just like them. You know, for me, it just brightens me up and, you know, let me know don't take life so serious all the time. It's cool to have fun.
I think people really got a sense of who you are and how fun you are through Hard Knocks. And you became like this breakout star. After the show, how different has life been for you? When you walk around Houston, do you get recognized a lot? Do people know you from Hard Knocks now?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, it's different. So first, like the whole Hard Knocks thing, it was like, okay, at first I don't, you know, I didn't really want to be seen like that and, you know, cameras following me and stuff like that. And I'm like, but, you know, I just continue to be me and be genuine. And it's funny because you go out and you're like, oh, my, I haven't got called my real name yet, like since I've been back. Like,
what
I'm just known
you?
As the guy from Hard Knocks.
You're
the guy from Hard Knocks with the socks. I'm like, yeah, that's me, I guess. But so it's just funny, man. It's cool to just meet some of the people and, you know, it's from ages, they vary from, you know, from 8 to 16, from, you know, in their 30s, and everybody's just happy, and I'm happy right along with them. I sometimes get startled, and they startle me, I startle them back. They're like, hey, I'm like, hey! Hey. It's definitely a great and a joy to be back.
When you were released from this team after camp, at the last episode of Hard Knocks, people were so sad for you. Did you feel that through social media? I know you stayed really active and a lot of your teammates kept in touch with you. Did you really feel that from the city of Houston? And then how about when you come back? How much excitement there was for you?
I really did. Like, a lot of people reached out to me. And the thing about social media is, like, once you try to reach out back to one person, everybody else comes. You try to reach out back to them and then everybody else comes. But, you know, I wanted to reach out to them all. And that's why I kind of went the way I did with a couple tweets here and there to try to let them know that, you know, hey, you know, I see the support, and I thank you for it. And when I left, man, it was a sad moment for me, too, not just for them. And, you know, you got to understand, you know, it's just the business. You know, no hard feelings. You know, me and OB talked about that. But when I came back, it was crazy. Like, it was, like, two times more crazier than when I left. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh, my God, he's coming back. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know I was like this.
So, it's nice, you know, to be missed, but, though, right?
So, you know, I could definitely feel the love and definitely feel like I was missed, you know.
Charles James, star of Hard Knocks, one of them, and a special team standout.
Well, you know, we asked our players. We asked them, would you rather every week? Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple stars on this team, Bill O'Brien and Arian Foster. We asked them who they'd rather hang out with on this week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather see a romantic comedy with Bill O'Brien or attend a poetry reading with Arian Foster?
God, both of those sound terrible. I'd probably go with Arian. Yeah, I don't know how that would be with Bill.
I'd attend a poetry reading with Arian. That doesn't sound too bad. I like poetry.
Definitely I'm going to have to go with Arian. Yeah, that would be a little bit more fun. And I mean, he's in the locker room, you know, spitting bars anyway, so you get a little bit of it while you're in the locker room with him.
I don't want to go anywhere with Bill O'Brien, especially after I leave here. I don't want to see or talk to him again. No, I'm just playing. Probably the poetry, though.
Oh, I'm going to see Arian. No offense to OB.
I'm kicking it with Bill. I'm not going to do no poetry. Not a chance. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. At least I'll get a laugh.
Did you guys share popcorn?
Heck yeah. As long as it's got some butter on it.
Watching a romantic comedy with your head coach, I mean, that's just a little weird. But I think going to a poetry reading with Arian, I think that's kind of right up his alley. So I think, I'd probably get something out of that.